This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
And so it's the schemes of the enemy that are tailor-made, carefully, methodically selected to attack your weaknesses and your vulnerabilities. And they're usually attractive, deceptive, and even ensnaring. And so the enemy is not going to come, and just say to Eve and Adam, eat the apple. He didn't come that way, did he? What did he say? Has God said that you can't eat of the fruit of the tree? That's not very nice. What kind of God is that you can't eat from the fruit? You know, all these great trees, and why can't you eat of all the trees? Has God said that? He didn't just say, eat the apple so I can take your place and I can get your authority and I can get back on the throne and I can do all these things in your life. I can wreak havoc from generation to generation. And so that's how the enemy, he works, because it's gradual, through temptation. He puts forth the question, and he put it before Adam and Eve, and he says, surely, Eve, you are mistaken. The bountiful God never intended for you to do these things. And so as a result, she was in a place of not trusting God, and Scripture says she took of the fruit of the tree. And then, as we know, the enemy was able to get in a place of authority. And so it took Jesus coming to reinstate some things. So look over at Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go there. And then we're going to look at some things concerning the shield of faith. Glory be to God. My God, today we are shining a light on the devil. Amen. Because you're going to be the ones that are going to change some stuff and make the right choices, and what's wrong, you're going to make it right. And the things that were done wrong, you're going to do it the right way. And the opportunities that perhaps others have maybe been defeated in, you're not going to be defeated by it anymore, because your light bulb is on and you have the truth of the Word of God. And so consequently, you can go into places in life and do and make an impact for the kingdom of God and advance the kingdom of God, because the light has shined in our hearts, and the enemy knows that. And so that's why he doesn't. He just wants us to just come and not read our Bibles, not know anything, but just be content with being ignorant, because he can take advantage of us. You know, I used to go to church, and I hated church. And I used to think, man, what is this? I'm so ready to go. I was so glad my parents didn't want to go to church. I was like, oh, yes, I don't want to go either. This makes no sense to me. And so, you know, little did I know, it was because there was just lack of knowledge. There was lack of understanding. There was not information. There was no clarity. There was no understanding of purpose. But I'm telling you, when the light bulb and you began to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, things will begin to turn right side up. Amen? So he says in chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 10, for he says, finally, my brethren, my sisterin, be strong in what? The Lord, and in the power of his might. So we are strong in him. You know, we're talking about, you know, the power law of the world's way of thinking is, you know, make your victims weak and make other people weak so you can look strong and make you look good. But he says, be strong, be in a place where you are empowered through your union with him. He says, draw your strength from him. That strength which boundless might provides. Put on the whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier which God supplies, that you may be successfully to stand up against all what? The strategies. I'm telling you, he has a strategy. He has a file, he has a system, a structure, a plan in which he wants to destroy your life, because that's what he does. He kills, steals, and he destroys. So he says that we may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I know I'm going back and forth between King James and Amplified, so bear with me. Wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, what? Stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. Above all, take the shield of faith, which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The Amplified says, lift up over the covering shield of saving faith upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, wills which is the word of God. Then I like verse 18, praying at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty, to that end, to keep alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of the saints, God's, what does he say, consecrated people. So this is my shield this morning. And this is why it's red, because it is symbolic of the blood of Jesus. And so the Bible talks about this shield here in chapter 6. This shield, what the Bible says, is impenetrable. And that once we become born again and we receive Jesus as the Lord of our life, He gives us this shield as a part of our armor. So that when the enemy throws these darts, what do? We hold up our shield. We hold it up. And what it does, it protects our hearts. It protects us from the darts of the enemy that he says, oh, you're no good. Oh, you're not going to amount to anything. Oh, you know, so-and-so-and-so died from that. Your cousin, your uncle, they couldn't figure it out. Oh, you're going to be bankrupt. Oh, you're going to be in poverty. You're going to stay on Section 8. You're going to continue to go to the doctor. You're never going to get healed. You're going to be this way the rest of your life. You're never going to get promoted. Your business will never succeed. You're not going to amount to anything. I don't even know why you're even believing this. I don't even know why you're coming to church. It's not going to do any good. Because as soon as you go home, things are going to be just like they were when you left. So all you're doing is just wasting your time by the things of God. God isn't real. The Word isn't real. The blood isn't real. Prayer isn't real. The devil is not, you know, there's no devil. There's no Satan. Don't sit up there and believe that what she's saying is true, because he wants us to begin to not recognize and acknowledge that it's him who's behind the lies. He is a liar. He is the father of lies. The scripture says in John chapter 8, verse 44, look at that when you get home. He says, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. You are the father of lies. And so that's what he is supposed to do, is lie, folks. He wants to tell you all the lies so that you can believe them, so that you won't even think, and you'll become so well adjusted to his lies, and oh, maybe I'm not supposed to do that. Maybe I can't do that. Yeah, that's true. Nobody ever done it before, so maybe don't need me trying. I don't know who I think I am. Maybe I just woke up, thought something different. No, but you begin to stand there for, you get that shield up. You make up in your mind that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. As Jesus is he, so am I in this world. I'm a useful member of the body of Christ. I'm the redeemed of the Lord. And whatever I say is so. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am healed going in. I'm healed coming out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed with everything that I touch, it prospers. I'm blessed going on my way in and on my way out. I will never be broke another day in my life. My broke days are over. My drought days are over. My depression days are over. My sad days are over. My trauma days are over. I'm telling you, I will never have another sad day in my life. My sad days are over. So we have to speak back to the enemy. When he begins to throw these darts and not become so well adjusted. Because I was looking at the comments on some of those laws, and people began to say, well, you know, I do that too. And, you know, I tell people at work my bad ideas so that they'll go and do them. And then as a result, it makes me look good. It's like, you know, stuff like that comes back on you. It's like my grandma used to say, what the trap you set for somebody else, you might be setting it for you. Just like they said in The Color Purple, what that badge you doing to you with those two fingers? Telling you. And so if you want to reap good things, how many of you know we got to sow good things? So, see if this works. So, this is a shield. Y'all might need to try not to hit nobody. You get hit, just say, I got hit in love. The enemy says, you're gonna die early. You are never going to amount to anything. You're a hopeless case. You're deadbeat. You're hopeless. You're gonna be broke. You're gonna be sick. You're gonna be dead. You're going to jail. Accept the abuse. Accept the violence. Expect nobody wants you. Expect nobody loves you. God's not real. God doesn't use women. No hope. No grace. Stay depressed. Deal with the trauma. I don't know about you, I'm tired of the chatter, the chiming, and the... He is going to get this shield of faith. Every time. Every negative thought. So you have to make up in your mind, okay, devil, like I said last week, maybe it hadn't been done before, and maybe why it hasn't been done before is because I'm first to do it. I'm the first to be the millionaire. I'm the first to break the cancer. I'm the first to break depression. I'm the first to break molestation. I'm the first to break incest. I am the first to get the promotion. I'm the first to start a successful business. I'm the first to not have a baby illegitimately. I'm the first to not have to give in and cave up and quit. So make up in your mind this morning, I'm not crazy, I'm just first. I remember when I became a Christian, and like I said, you know, I hated church and didn't want anything to do with church. And then all of a sudden I met Creflo, and between him and Jesus, fell in love with Jesus and fell in love with him at the same time. But anyway, I didn't have any other relatives in my family that were saved. And so when I got saved, I was radical back then, and just got on fire for the Lord. And my mom, I was 18 at the time, and she didn't quite understand what was going on, because, you know, she was like, "You're just acting a little strange. What's going on? You know, you're doing things differently. You're talking differently. You're carrying yourself. Your attitude, how you talk, your dress, everything just began to change." And so, you know, I was the first one. And I just remember how through the lifestyle and through the witness, and of course, you know, it was a decision not to preach at anybody, but fortunately I was blessed to see both of my parents get saved. And after my parents got saved, my brothers both got saved, and so my whole immediate family got saved. But you know, in the beginning it was a little rough, because they thought, you know, I was in a cult, you know, people... You start doing this kind of stuff, they're gonna think something wrong with them. Do we need to call somebody? Do we need to? Just like, no, I'm good. So be the first to live life sober and awake. Free from addictions, free from bad habits. Be the first to break that generational cycle that you know you were born to break. Be the first to start healing, the first to forgive, so you'll be free. Be the first to love others for who they are, not for who you wish they'd be. Be the first to be a visionary, to dream up the screenplay that only you'll write. Be the first to recognize your gifts and stop hiding in plain sight. Be the first in your company to say, I deal with self-doubt too. Be the first parent to say, no, I'm not okay and I don't know what to do. Be the first in generations to love yourself and celebrate it joyfully to prove it. Know that it's a miracle in motion and what a gift it is to move it. Be the first to risk rejection and to speak your truth with vigor. Knowing that the opposition may be big, but your Creator is bigger. Be the first to cheer yourself on and truly believe it or not. Just fake it sometimes, knowing that most people won't cheer you on until after you make it. Be the first to stand up for the outcast and say, stop doing that, I just won't. You might be tempted to underestimate me, but let me save you some time. Just don't. Be the first to say, yeah, you hurt me, but you know what? I'm not rejected. See, God just hid my value from you because you're not assigned to my destiny. In your dreams, even when others may not get you. And then one day love them anyway when they're bragging to people how they met you. See, when we fear we're not enough and fear even more we won't be loved, it is so tempting to shrink in size and trade in our purpose for their hugs. But when you're feeling like you don't fit in and that you never quite belong, your uniqueness is your superpower. Because the truth is never wrong. When they criticize to hold you back because your dreams aren't what they're used to, and they're afraid you might outgrow them, leave them behind, or that they'll lose you. Stop asking for their advice if they've never been there themselves. Because you know that's what we do. Because when you people please for others, you end up betraying yourself. And when doubt tempts to dim your light, always remember this verse. Your soul knows you're made for more, so much purpose it can burst. You are born with greatness inside of you. And whether it's a blessing or a curse, the world won't be better until your greatness is dispersed. So there's only one of you in the entire universe, and your knowing knows you're not crazy. You're just first.
While life has its issues, sometimes we create dramatic situations ourselves. In this powerful and instructive three-part series, Sorting Out Life's Drama, Taffy Dollar uncovers how to alter the trajectory of your life. For a love gift of $20 or more for CDs, or $30 or more for DVDs, you can learn to upgrade your thinking. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore.
Are you ready to take control of your thoughts, heal from your past, and unlock your true potential? At the Real Women's Conference, you'll learn from experts like Dr. Caroline Leaf.
Now you can think in a negative way, and you also change your brain in a negative way.
Five powerful voices, one life-changing weekend.
You are not who you are based on what has been done to you.
The depths of what you have done wrong do not determine how low you have to be.
I deny being worried every day. I deny being stressed every day.
It doesn't matter who doesn't invite you, who overlooks you. It doesn't matter who discourages you.
Join Taffy Dollar, Dr. Caroline Leaf, Andrea Creighton, Nicole Crank, and Nona Jones at the Real Women's Conference. March 20th through the 21st, 2025, at World Changers Church International in College Park, Georgia. It's time to unlock the power of your mind and step into the real, authentic, and powerful you. Space is limited. Register today.
Jesus died to save the entire world. Today, he's training us in grace so that we can go out and influence someone else's life. That's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision and you help us in so many ways to reach those who are searching for hope in the midst of darkness. Thank you for empowering us to expand God's kingdom worldwide.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
Listen to me closely right now. God is not mad at you. He is not tallying up your sins, holding your sins against you. Jesus paid the price. He paid the debt, and he has made available to you grace and salvation through the precious blood that was shed on the cross. That's how much God wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with you. He wants you to be set free from anything that has you bound, and then eternally you can be with him. So if you've not received Jesus as your Lord and as your personal Savior, and you'd like to have a relationship with him, repeat this prayer after me right now. Heavenly Father, come into my life. Save me. I believe Jesus died and shed his blood for my sin. Come into my heart right now. I believe I receive salvation and I'm seated at the right hand of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, just that simple. God bless you.
The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.